Thank you, and welcome to the Maine Coastal Waters Conference 2009. Good morning. My name is Paul Anderson. I direct the Maine Sea Grant Program, which is a partnership program between NOAA and the state of Maine. I'm based at the University of Maine, and it's my pleasure to have chaired the steering committee that helped to make today's conference happen for you. Again, thanks for coming. I hope you picked up your packets on the way in. You have both a full agenda program that's full of lots of information about your day, and there's also an agenda at a glance on the right side of your packet that should help you to find your way around the room. I just want to go over a few things here in the morning before I get to our plenary session. I'll try to remind you of this several times during the day, but there is an evaluation of this conference. And in fact, the evaluation of the last conference, the one we did in 2006, very much informed us as we planned this one. So those evaluations are very important. The evaluation for this will be online using the SurveyMonkey tool that some of you are probably familiar with, and we will, those of you who have your email address, you will get a link to that. Please take a moment and complete that survey. It's pretty quick, and hopefully you'll find it easy, and it will help us inform the next time we try to do something like this. Our conference themes, as you know, include ocean-related alternative energy, climate change, and thirdly, community-based natural resource management. I think we've woven these themes together both here in our plenary this morning as well as in our breakouts as the day progresses. And you'll find your assignments for your particular breakouts indicated on your name tags. These themes are certainly germane to Maine as they are to all of the world, frankly. And in particular here today, we focus on how they relate to our coastal communities and the coastal environments and ecosystems. And being a part of a national network with Sea Grant, I'm aware that all of these themes resonate around our nation's coastal states and the Great Lakes. We here in Maine, of course, have the opportunity to lead. Not only do we see the sun in the first place, but we have a reputation for leading on these things. And I think many of the issues you'll hear about, activities that are going on by you and your community members, are very much at the vanguard of some of these things. So appropriate to our state motto, Dear Ago, we lead. And this is a good example of bringing together a lot of talent. I want to thank the sponsors who are listed on the front of your program. Take a minute and check them out. A combination of state agencies and non-governmental organizations and the like who have put some funding into this project, into this conference. And additionally, the steering committee members. I'm not going to list them for you, but they're listed on page 2. I wonder if our steering committee members in the room would just stand for a minute and take a hand of appreciation for your work. Please, come on, guys. Thanks for that. Certainly, many hands make light work, and this has been a year in the making and quite a lot of work. More importantly is you who came, and I appreciate that you came, and those of you, many of you, are on our panels as speakers, either to the whole group, and plenty are in some of these breakouts, and we really appreciate you putting the effort into that. Speaking of that, I spent the last hour or so trying to put PowerPoint presentations on laptops out in the foyer, and I didn't get my job done because I had to come get the conference started. If those of you who are presenting during the break would be sure that you see your moderator and go to your session early and make sure that your stuff is loaded so that we can get things started early. So please note that. Finally, the reason this thing looks so organized is because Susan McPherson of Great Gatherings is just a whiz at doing this. And if any of you have not worked with her before, this is a blatant endorsement of her talents and her business called Great Gatherings, which did a wonderful job putting this stuff together. And we'll enjoy her talents throughout the day, no doubt. In the interest of minimizing our carbon footprint, we're not providing you bottled water today, but there are water drinking stations, three of them in this big room, one in each of the three, and they're cleverly disguised as a
water closet.
Water closet, thank you. So please, you know, help yourself to water there. There's cups on top of it. And similarly, during our break, our refreshments and our lunch are going to be served in the pavilion down that hallway in that direction. Our bathrooms are also down that hallway. And if you need anything today, find somebody with an orange blaze on their name tag. There are steering committee members that can help you out if you need to find anything. We appreciate the courtesy of turning your cell phones to vibrate or silent. And those of you that might need a certificate of attendance, because this is giving you some kind of a credit credential, please see Susan out at the front desk and she'll help take care of that. Our agenda, just briefly, is to stay in this room for the morning up until our break. And we'll hear from a few of our speakers. George LaPointe will have a few words. Commissioner of Marine Resources, I'll introduce him in just a moment. Unfortunately, Monica Medina, who's a senior advisor with NOAA headquarters, was unable to come. I only heard about this late yesterday afternoon. She's ill. She did send a few remarks, and I'll share a couple of those points with you in just a moment. Later in the morning, Governor King will present to us and talk to us about his thoughts on ocean-related and alternative energy. And then Dr. Susie Mosier, who is here from the West Coast, does a lot of work with community engagement around climate change issues, is here to share some of her thoughts and her experiences in that regard, which I think we can learn from. We'll then take a break. We took your evaluations into account from the last time we did this and made our breaks and our lunches a little bit extra long to make sure that you have an opportunity to interact, because at least in my opinion, that's one of the real valuable opportunities that this kind of a conference creates, to get you meeting new people and building your relationships. We have two sets of concurrent sessions, one this morning beginning at 11 and another this afternoon. You can see on your agenda that essentially this room turns into three, and that will miraculously happen while you're having your coffee later this morning. And so these will become three rooms, and then additionally in this corner and that corner over here outside on the porch are the other two breakout rooms which will be used during the day. Follow your agenda and again ask for directions if you need them. I urge you during breaks and lunch and so forth to wander through the porch area, and you can look at some posters that have been prepared by students and organizations that were invited, and I think there's 20 or so of those along the walls, as well as displays that are provided by our steering committee members that chose to, so you can learn a little bit more about what those organizations are up to. Okay, after our afternoon breakout sessions, we are going to do a quick wrap-up of the themes that we touched on today, and I hope you'll stick around for that. We're coupling it with a reception with some light refreshments, and that will happen out in the pavilion area, too. We expect that to be around 3:30, you know, just a 15-20-minute wrap-up real quick to let you feel like you got a better sense of the whole conversation that might have happened here today. It's my hope that what we've created here is an opportunity for finding ways to do things. I like action, and I think a lot of you do too. So although we're going to come here and hear people talk, we have intentionally built our panels and our sessions with opportunities for Q&A, opportunity for you to think about the questions that you want to ask and ask them well. And let's see if we can get some creativity going in the room and going on outside of this room. Learn from one another and find out ways that you can take action and implement some of these tools and creativity that your colleagues and you are creating for our coast. Just finally, again, I'm sorry that Monica Medina was unable to join us. We had asked her to come up and give a nutshell of where our new NOAA is going under this new administration. I had the pleasure and opportunity to meet with the new administrator, Dr. Jane Lipchenko, just a couple of weeks ago, and I can tell you it's a very different shop than it was under the previous administration, and she's got a lot of commitment around the things that are going on our nation's coasts, and hopefully will help to exact some change. And certainly, my sense from the remarks that have been sent up here is that they appreciate the local engagement and the local communities and the state agencies and the opportunities for partnering federally. Clearly, the issues we deal with are so complex on our coast. There's no way an agency sitting in Silver Spring, Maryland is going to be able to pay attention to what's going on in Cutler, Maine. So it's up to us to engage at that level and then help our federal partners to understand and help them to perhaps echo and reverberate and support the things that are going on here in Maine and around the country. The one thing that I did pull out of Monica's comments that I'm sure she would want to be sure to share is that under President Obama's leadership, the federal agencies, not just NOAA, created the Ocean Policy Task Force back in June of this year. And they're embarking on a collaborative effort to create a strengthened vision for our nation's coast, oceans and coasts. Public participation is an integral part of this process, and it's important that that task force hears your perspectives about policies and practices that are needed to enable Maine to have healthy, productive, and resilient oceans and vibrant coastal communities, cultures, and economies. And then very, very much that's what we're trying to do here, is to learn from one another and to create that. There is an opportunity through the White House to comment on the Ocean Policy Task Force and the draft materials that are out there. And I'll tell you the URL if you want to write it down. It's the CEQ website, which is whitehouse.gov/oceans. And I think you can learn more about the Ocean Policy Task Force there. Thank you for your indulgence with all of my housekeeping. Did I take care of that? Did we get the car and its lights? I hope so. With that, I would like to introduce Commissioner George LaPointe. He's been the Commissioner of Marine Resources for 11 years, which puts him in the crosshairs of a lot of conflicting places, but he's done a lot for that agency under lean times and has really made it a productive and effective agency. George will share some overall points and help to welcome you, and I appreciate you being here, George.